We have 4-H Extension agent Rick Ballastry with us. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. Thank you so much for the opportunity to drop by and highlight National Volunteer Week and talk about some of our incredibly dedicated Flathead County 4-H volunteers.
Oh, yeah. All right, you guys. Who do we have with us here?
So, John, we've brought today two siblings, Isaiah McLean and Jane McLean. And just before we turn the mics over to them, I'd just like to give a quick overview for the listening audience of Flathead County 4-H. We've got about 650 youth that are currently enrolled. And, you know, although 4-H is considered a youth development program, the backbone of that program is clearly our over 150 certified volunteers that make everything happen, from our great shooting sports program to our animal science programs, our market livestock programs, and many, many other projects that we have. They also lead our 20-plus community clubs. So at this time, I'd like to turn it over to the McLeans and have them talk about, quickly themselves, and then sure, some of the volunteers that have helped them develop into the great youth
all
that
right,
they are.
Well, we'll start with you, Jane. First of all, where do you go to school?
I'm homeschooled.
All right. So you don't have far to go, do you?
Nope, not at all.
All right. So what is it about 4-H that turns you on?
I love helping out and like serving there and the projects, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay. All right, Isaiah, I'm going to hit you. What are the 4-H's?
Head,
close
heart.
To your mic. Come up close to the mic.
Head, heart, hands, and health.
I got it right. I tried earlier than that. It's been a long time since I've been around 4-H'ers. A lot of my friends were 4-H'ers when I was in school. I was in Scouts because I lived in the city, and of course we weren't allowed to be in 4-H because we were, you know, city kids. Yeah. You guys live on the farm?
Yeah.
Now, talk to us a little bit about your farm.
We've got about 50 acres and mm-hmm. got about 8 cows. Yeah.
And what do you raise out there?
We've got about 10 acres of corn and like 30 acres of just grass.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Take care of those cows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
For sure.
And so, yeah, first, I guess the next question is, are you planning on a career in agriculture?
Not really. Even though there have been a lot of volunteers that have helped me with ag, I've applied to the Coast Guard Academy.
Really?
So, yeah.
All right. So you got to get a recommendation from one of our congressional delegation.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have that yet?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who's recommending you?
Senator Daines.
All right. Good deal. Congratulations. So you must be, what, a senior?
Yep. Yes, correct.
So you're getting ready to graduate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to the Coast Guard. Hope you don't get seasick.
Yeah, I'm not planning on it, but we'll see what happens.
All right. Now, Jane, how about you?
I'm actually planning to become like a pilot, maybe.
Really?
The Air Force, yeah.
A pilot?
Yeah.
What do you want to fly?
Jets, actually.
Well, yeah, you might as well get the good stuff, right?
Yep, yeah.
Have you taken any flight lessons or anything like that?
Not yet. I'm a little too young for that, but hopefully I'll be able to get into that soon.
Well, 17, you can have a private pilot license. That's where it all begins.
Yep,
yeah. I kind of stalled out there at private. I didn't get much further than that, but yeah. But a lot of my friends went for instrument ratings, and then they went all the way for commercial licenses, and now they're flying for the airlines.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
and
impressive.
A couple of my other friends flew jets, and now they're flying for the airlines. And a couple of guys I know that flew helicopters and now are flying for places like Alert.
Wow.
So if you want to fly, there's a lot of places to do that. Yeah. Where are you thinking of going to school?
I'm actually hoping to go to FECC and get some classes there. But
Yeah. All right. So you're going to go to the academy, so you got it all lined out, right?
Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah, all right. Well, cool. Let's talk a bit about the things that really excite you about 4-H.
I think my favorite project in 4-H is Air Rifle, and that's because the volunteers there are so helpful. When I started it 3 years ago, I was entry level, could hardly hit the target. But people like Dale Savarud, he's one of the instructors over there, he's really helpful. I wouldn't have gone where I'm.
Air Rifle. We're not talking about a Daisy air rifle, are we?
It's a little bit more advanced than that.
I hope so.
Same concept, yeah.
Yeah, my friends and I used to play cops and robbers with air rifles. Until one of us... We're lucky we lived through that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So these air rifles that you use are a little more advanced than the ones we used?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Probably.
How much range do you have on something like that?
I only shoot out to like 15 yards. Mm-hmm. I haven't really shot that far, but I know some people that have gone to state and they shoot out to, I think it's 100 feet.
Well, that's a lot for an air rifle.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. A BB or a pellet?
It's a pellet, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you love about 4-H? What do you do?
I love sheep, and my sister and I raise them, and there's a lot of people, like volunteers, that helped me get into it, and like if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't enjoy it. And
sheep?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, do you like to shear them?
Yeah, it's okay. It's a little harder than it looks, but...
Yeah, they don't want to stand still, do they?
Oh, never.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And do you ever sell your sheep?
Yeah, at the end of the year, there's an auction. And
now, do you participate in the one out at the fairgrounds?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you get to walk your sheep out there and then watch it be sold?
Yeah, it's a little sad, but, you know, you kind of know what you're getting into at the start of the project.
Mm-hmm. Have you done this before?
Yeah, this is my fifth year in the project.
So you're used to it then?
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, does your sheep do what you tell it to do?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah, they can be a little picky, but...
Yeah, I would figure the sheep I've been around, they kind of like cats. They like to do their own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you? Do you raise animals?
Yeah, I did lambs for 2 years. Yeah, and then I did steers for another couple of years. But... This wouldn't have happened without the Lakes. I don't know if you've heard of them. They raise lambs, and they sell to just about everybody. But they are excellent, as in, like, my first year, I did not know what I was doing, but they stuck with me the entire year.
Hmm. So you started out with steers, right?
No, I started out with lambs.
And then, with lambs, and then you went to beef?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Which do you like better?
I would have to say steers, because... they are more cooperative and a lot more trusting, and they can't really run fast.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. So it's always been sheep for you, Jane?
Yeah. Mrs. Lake got me into the project, too, and that was her family. We showed with her sister, her daughter, and, you know, they were awesome.
You get involved in some of the other skills involved in 4-H?
Yeah, I'm actually doing... 5 projects right now.
Yeah. Tell me about them.
I'm doing crochet, interior design, range management, and then I don't remember what else I'm doing. But
shooting?
Shooting sports.
Oh, you're doing that too. Okay. Air rifle for you too?
Yeah.
All right.
That's my favorite.
What about you? What projects are you working?
I've done a lot of other projects, but since it's my senior year, I'm only doing air rifle.
Ah. Why is it? Because you're busy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm also the vice president of our 4-H club, which it can be very challenging. We have a good organizational leader. Her name's Sherry Madsen. She's an excellent volunteer who makes the vice president duties a lot easier.
Now, are you still homeschooling?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Correct. Okay. All the way to your senior year in high school, huh?
Well, I am taking some classes at FECC.
Okay. But, yeah. College-type classes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, that Running Star program is the coolest thing. I tell you, if I had it when I was, I might have been a different guy. I might be doing something different now. I might be a brain surgeon. Oh, you guys are lucky I didn't. Okay. You know, service is a big part of what you guys do, too. And what kind of service projects are you involved in, Isaiah?
So right now, I'm just helping just do... volunteer projects for 4-H as far as like cleaning up the camp. We have a 4-H camp, and that's run by Carol Olson. She raises a lot of money for that, which is so helpful. But yeah, mostly just cleaning up stuff for, you know, other people.
Sure. All right. Jane?
Mostly the same thing. Mm-hmm. And we do 4-H service projects like through our club. too. Like, we do sewing with Sherry, and she teaches that for the entire club.
Well, the rural lifestyle that you guys live, obviously you enjoy it. It's part of it. It's who you are. Neighbors, that's a big part of the rural lifestyle, because let's face it, you're out there by yourselves, and your neighbors are the ones that can help you if you're in trouble. What sorts of things do you do to build those relationships?
So I would say a lot of it is just because my dad has rentals, and so we just just try and help out with them as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd say that builds a lot of relationships.
Yeah. Jane?
I would say the same thing. Yeah.
All right. Good deal. I know I threw that guy at you, but that was always a big deal. My dad grew up on a homestead in northeastern Montana or north central Montana, and boy, their neighbors were real important to him. And you know, they lived 50 miles from Haver, and a trip into town, oftentimes people died on the way in, and particularly in the wintertime. And so they needed their neighbors there to literally save their lives. So everybody did that, and that's a big part of the rural lifestyle. And I'm happy to see that you guys are keeping that alive. This is just really cool. What I'd like to do now is just ask you both how young people like you can get involved in 4-H.
So we have the Flathead County Extension Office. You can go there anytime, and we have some excellent leaders there, Rick Balestri. Those people will be able to help you out with whatever you need to get involved.
So that puts it all on your shoulders, Rick.
Yes, it does, John. We've got a great staff at the Extension Office. D. Cooper is our administrative assistant. Ashley Dara, who comes in from time to time on your radio show and talks about family consumer science, she also helps out with 4-H. And then Mackenzie Day is our agriculture agent. So if anybody is interested in 4-H, they're welcome to give us a call at 406-758-5553. Or just drop by the Flathead County Extension Office, and we'll get you all set up and get your children enrolled in 4-H.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for spending time with us and helping us really understand what 4-H is all about.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Hendricks.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, John.